Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. I'm coming to you today with a different kind of video as I would like to give you a real-time update on what's going on in Poland regarding the Russian invasion in Ukraine that started on Thursday, February 24th. I have received a load of emails and comments asking if we're okay and how the war is impacting Poland, like this one. Folks are curious about what the atmosphere is like here, with many asking if Poles are highly worried that they're going to be next on Russia's list, or whether people are making plans to evacuate the country for safer areas around Europe and the world. Those are great questions, and I've asked hundreds of my friends and students about those very things over the last 10 days, as it's topic number one in everybody's minds. Well, I've got a sort of mental list of their comments and reactions, and I'm pleased to tell you that very few Poles seem to be genuinely scared or panicked at all. Totally disgusted with what Putin is doing, while being highly concerned and fully attentive, would be better adjectives here. And no, not a single person even gave me a hint of an idea that they're considering fleeing Poland in the event of war, unless, of course, an attack were to occur on a nuclear facility in the Ukraine, which could obviously present a health issue for the entire region in terms of radiation. I'm not going to lie, I'm keeping a careful eye on these issues myself. However, with that being said, local passport offices are flooded with people right now applying for passports and renewals. But in the midst of all of this, Poles are closely monitoring the events on the news, and social media is full of stories that are happening in real time. Just turn on the TV or radio here in Poland, and Ukraine is all that people are talking about. It's truly impossible to not know what's going on, and for people living in my city of Częstochowa, it's enough to just look up into the sky and see NATO fighter jets doing maneuvers. And most recently, we witnessed an American refueling jet practicing their refueling thing, whatever they do. In all my years here, I've never experienced such a sight. In my talks with Poles since the events in Ukraine, one response did sort of catch me off guard, though. There is a real divide in terms of how Poles view NATO. On the one hand, half are extremely grateful to the US Army and NATO and feel safer that they're here. But on the other hand, it's a bit heartbreaking for me to see the skepticism many Poles have regarding NATO's role in defending Poland. These folks have expressed serious doubt that NATO would actually risk an all-out conflict with Russia over Poland. When I asked them why they had such distrust, many of them pointed to the reaction of the West during World War II and the years after that. Poles are fearful of being completely abandoned again in the event of an attack on their soil. What's more, Poles are convinced that Putin may be sick, that he's lost his mind and is hell-bent on rebuilding the USSR at any cost. The common questions Poles have is, what is Putin going to do next? What's his endgame strategy? They're worried that while we're all excited with the sanctions, airspace closures, and bans put on Russia globally, Putin is being pushed deep into a dangerous corner which will force him to react in ways that we may not have even imagined. And I'm totally with them there, but what else can we do, right? Going back to NATO though, if you follow my channel, you've likely seen my interview with the Battle Group Poland up in Olecko, Poland, the NATO group there. I spent several hours with the troops, and I'll just tell you, I saw a certain look in their eyes that they mean business. I mean, I personally wouldn't mess with those guys, particularly Captain Adams of the US Army. These are not folks, in my opinion, who are going to turn their backs on Poland or Europe during an attack, and if it's any consolation, I'm fully convinced they'd stay and fight for us. If you know anything at all about Polish history, you know it's been a most brutal history. Polish people know exactly how Ukrainians are feeling right now, and I am blown away at how Poles and the world have responded. Poles have opened their borders to Ukrainians from day one, taking in over 115,000 refugees in just under 48 hours. Undoubtedly, when this is all said and done, we're going to have millions of refugees here. Just look at this picture of Europe showing all of the homes made available for Ukrainian refugees. And most of these are actual homes Poles have provided. They're not massive government refugee centers. Polish hospitality is not a myth. Equally significant, Poles are waiting in long lines at blood donation sites set up within football stadiums to give their blood. The Polish government has sent and is sending the Ukrainian military guns, ammunition, and even fighter jets right now. The Polish government and local businesses have done everything they can to support international sanctions and enforce their own bans against Russia. Polish citizens are going all out to collect food, clothing, bedding, medicine, medical equipment for hospitals, batteries, all the way down to basic hygiene items. My two older sons go to the same primary school here in Częstochowa, and their school asked the students, all the pupils, to bring anything they could from home to help out. You would not believe the amount of stuff that their school collected, that one school, just one primary school. This is happening, though, all across Poland. They've got truckloads of stuff wrapped up in plastic wrap and loaded onto pallets just ready to go. Within many town squares, like my city of Częstochowa included, there are peaceful demonstrations and meetings for local residents to discuss how to best help Ukraine. And our city mayors are all in as well. Many of my friends and students are making carpool trips to the border to personally aid in getting people across the border while delivering everything they can to the Ukrainian people. Bus and train companies in Poland are offering absolutely free transport for Ukrainian people coming in. It's really incredible to see what's going on here. And I don't want to forget about the rest of Europe. Similar things are happening there as well. We can't leave them out. And we need every bit of support that we can get from them. Within the many comments and emails I received, many who live abroad have asked where they could donate directly to the Ukrainian people. I asked around, I did a Facebook message, and I found what I feel is the best option for you if you want to donate money directly to the Ukraine and that's in your heart to do it. You can donate in multiple currencies straight to the National Bank of Ukraine, and you'll see there that the money goes directly to the armed forces and they decide what they do with that money. I'm putting everything you need to know in my description section, all the links for those various currencies. People have also asked me, Russell, are you collecting any money for things? You know, this video is absolutely not about me collecting money for anything, but I do have something just, you know, through Love My Poland, we're taking some donations to help refugees arriving in our city of Częstochowa, the local community. So I'm putting PayPal links in the description as well for that. If you want to do that, great. If not, there are plenty of good charities set up throughout Poland. So by all means, choose the charity that's best for you. Well, that's that for now. For those of you who pray, please, please do keep both Poland and Ukraine in your prayers. Things in our world are changing so rapidly with very little warning of what's to come next. Nobody knows what's going on, really, and nobody knows how this is going to end. Thank you for watching, and God bless all of you.